It seems that airlines are doing everything they can to make sure that I don't want to fly like with any of them. It's almost like there's a competition going on. Like Delta Airlines comes out and condemns a voter law in Georgia and basically implies that all their employees that work for them in Georgia are racist, the state's racist, and that they say the law is racist. And then they help move the Major League Baseball All-Star Game to Colorado, which, if you look at the facts, Colorado is a place, not only does the state of Colorado require proof of ID when casting a ballot to vote, but they also have fewer early voting days than Georgia. For all these claims that Georgia voting laws represent some attempt to severely restrict people's ability to vote, even the Washington Post has said that Joe Biden's attack on Georgia is a lie. Gave him four Pinocchios for saying that the Georgia law changed election day voting hours, which also it does not do. But nevertheless, Delta was being all woke and they said, oh, no, we got to jump on this bandwagon. So they've done it, right? And they've now sent the All-Star game to a different place that's harder to vote. A liberal state, Colorado, where it's harder to vote than voting in Georgia. Then United Airlines jumps on the bandwagon as well because they're all woke. We now have 200 companies, places like PayPal and others, that have now jumped on the woke train. Now, when I say the woke train, what I mean by that is all of these companies are being blackmailed into criticizing any type of voting law, voter ID law, whatever you want to call it, that allows for there to be integrity in voting. They're now saying, no, 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 you can't do that. Not okay. Not something you're allowed to do. Can't do it. It's wrong to do it. And we've been told we have to say this because if we don't say it, then we're going to be in big trouble. Now, these 200 plus companies that have moved forward with this, the ones that seem to be the most woke of all are actually the airlines. Let's talk about the airlines and the hypocrisy of the airlines. Airlines require that I have an ID to get on their planes. Airlines require that I show an ID multiple times to get on the plane. Airlines require that even children have IDs to get on planes, or a birth certificate to get on planes, or a passport to get on a plane. You can. There's not an industry that I can think of that requires more ID, proof of who you actually are, to use their product than the industry of airlines. They also have the most woke power to destroy and ruin your life or your trip or your vacation. Insert newest example of the which airline do you want to hate the most. At first, I thought it was United. Then like Delta's, no, 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 we'll one up that. Well, it's gotten even worse now. Spirit Airlines kicked an entire family off a flight from Orlando to New York because a two-year-old sitting in his mother's lap who was eating wasn't wearing a mask while eating. Now, to make matters worse, the mother who's holding the two-year-old is 7 months pregnant. They also have a special needs child. The entire flight was actually deplaned because of the psychotic nature of Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines is now, and again, if you want to use a woke headline, right? The headline the liberal media would normally run would be something like this. Spirit Airlines attacks special needs family and pregnant woman, forcing them off a plane, right? There's your headline for you. Now, the video that we have came from multiple angles. I'm going to play part of this raw audio for you, of a family kicked off a Spirit Airlines flight from Orlando to New York because their two-year-old child who was eating wasn't wearing a mask. Now, you've got a angry flight attendant that tells this mother, you're not in compliance, you got to get off the plane. She's wearing a mask. The husband is wearing the mask. Everybody else around them is defending the family. This woman's 7 months pregnant. They have a special needs child. And the entire flight was deplaned because of the psychotic rules of these airlines who hate their customer base and are obsessed with these insane rules, these arbitrary mask rules, on a two-year-old.
I'm a 50-year-old. What did they do? I told you, non-compliance, you will have to get off.
I didn't want to do this.
Did you have to pick up your stuff?
What did I do? What did we do?
What did I do?
What did we do?
What did I do?
What Okay, no problem.
Now, by the way, I would love to scream racism real quick because the woman is of a different race that is yelling at this 7-month pregnant woman with a special needs child and this father. They have their masks on. The little child's eating. The child's eating. They say that the child's not in compliance. You also have another minority woman sitting next to them that defends the family. Thank goodness for her. But this is how insane this country has become. We have lost our freedoms, and we're being lectured by corporations like Spirit Airlines, United, and Delta about how our voting rules should be and how it's racist to show an ID while they mandate that we, live by their rules, which are totally arbitrary. While they condemn Georgia, they mandate more IDs in their business operation than anybody else. I can't vote at a shareholders meeting without showing an ID for one of these airlines. I can't get on their plane without an ID. I can't do anything without them having the threat of kicking me off a plane, including my mask, including a 2-year-old child sitting on the lap of a 7-month pregnant woman with a special needs child, and they deplane the entire plane because this crazy airline and their employees have decided that we have no rights in this country and no freedoms in the friendly skies, as they call them. Oh, it gets better. Keep listening.
Non-compliance with the mask.
We're wearing a mask.
She's not wearing it.
Baby?
Wearing a mask.
A lot of babies
are
not wearing masks.
We
keep
cutting it on.
Wearing a mask.
A lot of kids are wearing a mask.
Who's been sitting next to me? Was I wearing a mask the whole time?
He was wearing
it
the whole time.
Guys, was I wearing a mask
the whole time?
Everybody?
I'm sorry.
But it keeps on. This
baby's. I'll make sure he wears it. Everything's
going to
be fine.
I'm sorry.
You can hear the pastors, by the way. I'll make sure he wears it. Everything's going to be fine. Because the passengers realize how ridiculous this is. The passengers realize that this should never happen in the United States of America, where a child can ruin the entire flight of an entire group of Americans and foreigners who are on this plane, and a mother holding a 2-year-old child just trying to go home on a flight because of the psychotic rules of Spirit Airlines. When you allow corporations to get this much power, you've lost freedoms in this country. When you've allowed the government to give corporations this much power over you, this is when you know freedom is dying. It gets even better.
I'll make sure that they're wearing it, okay?
Special needs child and a 2-year-old.
I understand.
Right.
I'm not my choice.
Again, I love this. They're like, we have a special needs child and a 2-year-old. A 2-year-old sitting on the lap of a 7-month pregnant mother, sitting next to a special needs child, sitting next to father, the father wearing a mask, the mother wearing a mask, the special needs child sitting there, I'm assuming wearing a mask. I can't see the child. And a 2-year-old eating, and they kick them off the flight. Everybody around them. And this is when you're pushing society to the brink. Liberals love this crap, right? They love telling you when you can and cannot move, what you can and cannot do, where you can and cannot go, what you can and cannot watch, where you can and cannot worship. This, I none of this has to do with COVID anymore, by the way. And I've been warning you about this for months. And I'll say it again. There was a point several months ago where this stopped being about COVID and this started being solely about discretion of power and abuse of power and seeing what we can get away with from the left. This is not about your safety. A 2-year-old not wearing a mask, knowing what we know, by the way, about children and them not spreading the virus. We have overwhelming data, medical data, right? We're supposed to, again, to quote liberals, trust the science. The science tells us this 2-year-old is not a threat to the plane. The science tells us this child is going to be just fine for all of us to be around. The science tells us that this is not a super spreader situation. The science tells us all of this. So why are they doing this? There's more of a risk to all these adults by deplaning and walking through each other's exhaust, like your breath, right? There is more of a threat to all these adults deplaning and replaning, getting COVID, than there is of sitting there shutting up and this psychotic woman who works for the psychotic airline, Spirit Airlines, doing this. Now, the question that everybody should be asking themselves right now is, how does like a business survive when they're making business decisions that are this bad? I'll tell you exactly why. Because the government has all these regulations that allow for so few airlines, and we don't have any competition anymore. How is it that United and Delta can attack the voters in Georgia and come out and yet still know they can survive because they have a monopoly on the airway. They have a monopoly on the airports. They have the monopoly on the gates. They have a monopoly on the, quote, friendly skies. Spirit Airlines knows they can get away with this. And the reason why they can get away with this is because they own the friendly skies. They own it. They can do whatever the hell they want to do. Where are you going to go? You going to cancel your flight? Of course not. You're going to deplane, and you're going to get back on the plane. You're going to do that because you have no other options. What are you going to do? Quit? You're going to get in a car? You're going to drive? Of course not, right? We're not crazy. They are, but we're not. So just like little sheep, we will show our IDs again to get back on the plane. We'll wear our mask because we have to. Because to get from point A to point B, we must give up virtually all of our rights and almost be strip searched at the airport. Welcome to no freedom in 2021. You want to fly? Check your rights at your front door. You have no rights when you get to the airport. You have no right to privacy. You have no rights to your goods. You have no rights to decide what's best for you and your family. You have to do everything they tell you to do no matter what. And if you don't comply, they will ruin your day or days. They will make it hell on earth for you and your family and everybody else, by the way, around you. This woman, this employee of Spirit Airlines, she does have the power to do what she's doing, and she's going to prove it, right? She's going to kick you off the plane because you didn't do exactly what she said to do, how she told you to do it, even though your child's 2 years old and eating. And the science, I go back to the science here, the science says this child is not a threat. We're supposed to trust the science. That's what we've been told over and over and over and over and over and over again. We're supposed to look at the science. We're supposed to believe the science. We're supposed to listen to the science. It's all about science, right? Science is everything. Trust the science. Believe the science. Look at the science. Follow the science. Okay, the science says this child's not a threat, so why are we kicking a child who's 2 years old off the plane, sitting next to a special needs child, sitting in the lap of a seven-month pregnant woman who is in compliance? This woman is wearing a mask. The husband is wearing a mask. Everybody around them is wearing a mask. No one is saying that this child is a threat to any of them. Oh, keep listening. You notice how they invoke the pilot now. Now the pilot wants you off. Welcome to Spirit Airlines. We'll totally ruin your day. Yeah, we'll treat you like you're some sort of terrorist to the cockpit, that you're some sort of threat to national security, that you might take down the plane because your two-year-old's not wearing a mask. That's right. We'll go all in, folks. We'll show you. We'll nail you and your family. And we may even put you on a no-fly list anymore. Right? We might even put you on the no-fly list so that you can never get on a Spirit Airline flight again. You can't book again. We're going to ruin your life. You question us, same way we've seen with other people. You question people and what happens? What do? If you question them, they'll stick you on the no-fly list for that airline where you can't fly that airline ever again. They'll ban you for life. We've seen people that have been banned from United and Delta. And by the way, we've been told they share information within the other airlines. You may not be able to get from point A to point B ever again because one employee who has ultimate control and power over your life can decide if you can or cannot fly ever again. And if you don't like what I'm saying, I'll tell you it's the pilot. You and your child are a threat, folks. This is where we are. You are a threat to us. You are a threat to everybody on this plane. So now we're going to deplane the plane. We're going to take all of you off the plane. We're going to start all over. Now, there's a much better chance, based on science, that you're going to get COVID from deplaning and getting back on, right? Everybody was settled. Everybody was in their seat. Everybody's wearing their masks. Everybody's complying, but the two-year-old. If you've got a two-year-old, you know how hard it is to keep a mask on. I've got twin two-year-olds. I can tell you right now, I have not flown with them for this reason. Because I don't trust the airlines to be sane. I don't trust them. But we've invoked the pilot now. You're right, you're a threat to national security. You can't be on my plane. The pilot has said so.
No,
exit out of the aircraft, or I will have to deplane the aircraft and call the police.
Keep your mask on.
Keep it.
It's any
problem.
What do I do?
Okay, I'm gonna call the police, have them.
No problem.
Now we're going to the police, right? You haven't done what I told you to do. You're now going to get arrested. We're going to call in the Gestapo. We're going to call in the government powers that have given us our power to take away all of your rights, and we're going to arrest you in front of your special needs child at 7 months pregnant with a two-year-old that was eating, not wearing the mask, that is based on science, not a threat to anyone on the damn plane. You know, there's something else that happened this weekend. Let's talk about this. And we're going to go back to the plane in just a second, but I want to give you another example of people losing their rights. The day before Easter, there was a church where police decided to come visit because the police heard they were going to have a service. They were going to have church on Sunday, on Easter Sunday. And the police were sent to make sure that never happened. And you have a man who got in their face, who said, get out of my church. Unless you have a warrant, you get out. You're not allowed in my church. You're going to leave my church, and you're not coming back until, keyword, until you get a warrant. We're pushing Americans to the brink, folks. I want you to understand, this mother on this plane and this pastor, they're one and the same. The government has taken over all of our basic rights. And the government is now acting like, as this pastor put it, the Gestapo. Do you have a warrant? You don't? Get out. Listen to this.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property. You'll come back with a warrant. Out. Out. Out! 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 Out of this property! Immediately out! Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out! Out! Out of this property, you Nazis! Out! Out! Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out. Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communists, fascists. Can you imagine those psychopaths? Passover, the holiest Christian festival in a year, and they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival? Unbelievable. What is wrong with those sick psychopaths? It's beyond me.
During Passover, the police, and of course, the police say, hey, we're just doing our jobs. They just sent us, some politician told us to go over there and make sure they weren't gathering. God bless this pastor for calling it like it is. This is Gestapo. Nazis. This is what they did. We have given away all of our freedoms in this country because of COVID. Because of a disease. And this is not about the disease anymore. Back to this family. Kicked off a flight. Spirit Airline flight from Orlando to New York. Because their two-year-old who was eating, sitting in her mother's lap, wasn't wearing a mask. The mother, 7 months pregnant. This is inhumane. And they have a special needs child. This is inhumane. The entire flight being deplaned is inhumane. Calling the police after saying that you're going to, you know, the pilot doesn't want you on the plane, like you are a threat to society. This is not normal, folks. This is what we've allowed the left to do. We have allowed the left to do this, to take away not just our rights, but we're now talking about our dignity. You talk about this pastor. This pastor stops the police from shutting down church on Easter weekend. In this viral video, you have a Polish pastor. And this guy understands what he's talking about here. I want to make that also very, very, very clear. Right? This pastor Arthur, a Polish pastor, understands the Gestapo, understands the history of Germany, of the Nazis. He's at a church, can be seen booting police officers and health officials from his house of worship on April the 3rd as they were seemingly trying to shut down a Passover service over COVID-19 restrictions. This is not just in this country. This is in Canada. This is in Mexico. This is all over the world, folks. You had a church that was shut down and people, the congregation was going to be arrested in the UK for having Catholic worship services for Easter as well. This is worldwide. They are trying to see how much power they can seize because we've just gone along with it. We've just said, okay, because of a virus, take all of our rights. Everything. Take it all. Can't post anything about COVID, asking any questions, or Facebook will shut you down. Right? Everything's got to come with a COVID-19 disclaimer. If you post anything asking any questions about vaccines, they're now going to mandate passports. COVID-19 passports for you to be able to travel to get on a plane. And then if your kid's not doing it, not wearing it the way that we tell you, you've got to wear it, they will kick you off and put you on a no-fly list. You got 200 companies now speaking out against the election reform laws in Georgia. PayPal, the Dow, H&P, Microsoft, Uber, Under Armour. They're now, all bowing to the woke crowd. 200 companies have signed now a joint statement condemning election reform efforts in Texas, Georgia, and other states. There are hundreds of bills, they say, in this joint statement, threatening to make voting more difficult in dozens of states nationwide. We call on elected leaders in every state, capital, and in Congress to work across the aisle and ensure that every eligible American has the freedom to easily cast their ballot and participate fully in our democracy. The statement also took aim at legislation threatening to make voting more difficult by imposing barriers, they claim, that result in longer lines at the polls and reducing access to secure ballot drop boxes, which is all a lie. Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game out of Georgia in response to new voting laws, even though it's harder to vote in Colorado, where they're moving the game to, apparently, than it is to vote in Georgia with their new laws. Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines speaking out against the new voting laws, as well as American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, Dell Technologies, and AT&T. Because the woke mob has said you have to, and if you don't, we'll come after you. 200 companies now. Don't want to be one of the companies that says, we're not going to buy into the wokeness. No, we got it. We got to do this. We got to kick people off planes. We got to threaten the police. We got to go in and shut down churches. And this pastor, by the way, this Polish pastor, God bless him, for sending this out to the world, recording this, and saying the truth. And what he had to say at the end of this interaction with the police, he is spot on. Tell me what he's saying right now is not accurate and truthful. Take a listen again.
Livable, sick, evil people intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communists, fascists. Can you imagine those psychopaths? Passover, the holiest Christian festival in a year, and they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival? Unbelievable. What is wrong with those sick psychopaths? It's beyond me.
You know, this pastor yelling at the police the way he did, some people would say he's unhinged. If there's any point where you should be unhinged, it would be during this time. It is Passover. 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 This is when you should go nuts. And the police that showed up, the police that decided to go there and be with these health officials that are trying to shut him down, shame on you. And of course, they're going to say, oh, we're just going along with it. We're just doing our job, sir. At some point, you don't do your job when you're doing the same job that the Nazis did. When he says, get out, come back with a warrant, he's right. Get out. Get out and leave. Stop talking to me. Get off my property. When they start trying to shut down people this way, get out. Leave. When you're on a plane, and to be honest with you, it's going to take more than just these videos going viral. All these people had to deplane. You know what they should have said? They should have said, we're not flying on this plane. None of us are getting back on the plane until you allow this family back on the plane. Because then Spirit Airlines would have done it. They would have conceded to the mob. A mob that was righteous. When you kick a family off and you say, I'm going to get the police because your two-year-old's not having a mask on while eating and you're 7 months pregnant holding your child, you've got a mask on, your husband has a mask on, your special needs child has a mask on, and you kick them off and you say, I'm going to get the police? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Everybody on that plane just said, hell no, I'm not flying with you today. Not with this, not with you, and not with the pilot that's telling me that this family should be kicked off. This is when there should be solidarity for freedom among the other passengers. More than just put it on the internet. Don't, when they deplane, don't get back on until they give you a new crew. And this family is allowed to fly. That's what should happen here. And this, and I'm sorry, I don't know if there was racism involved, but it certainly does look like it. You got a minority flight attendant yelling at a white family, getting all powerful. I'm going to go to the police.
I'm trying to wear it. She keeps trying to wear it.
Stop it.
She's moving. Exit out of the aircraft, or I will have to deplane the aircraft and call the police.
Keep your mask on.
Keep it.
It's any
problem. What do I do? Okay, I'm going to call the police. Have them.
No problem. I've got my lawyer on the case.
You notice part of what? You notice part of the deal here, right? Part of this deal is we're going to try to make everybody hate you. We're going to punish every other passenger because of your actions, because we want to keep the rest of the passengers in line as well, right? We don't want anybody to really stand up to us. So what we're going to do is we're going to make everybody get off the plane so it turns you into the bad guys and people hate you. That's what they're trying to do here. You know, it's also crazy we're going to have to deplane the entire plane. That's absurd. That's Spirit Airlines bullying the people on the plane, saying, you stood up for them. Now we're going to punish all you, too. You guys started talking back to us. Watch what happens. We're going to delay your AWS. You're now going to have problems with your connections. You're going to be late. Next time, don't say anything and be on our team. That is what you should have done, other passengers. You shouldn't have stood up for these people. Notice everybody's quiet.
Is there water?
The mother asking for water, realizing what's about to happen. I'm telling you right now, when you hear what just happened to them and you hear it the way that I just played it for you unedited, you need to understand that we and our freedoms are under attack in this country, and they will stop at nothing to come after us. Yeah. Welcome to losing all of your freedoms. All of them. Wake up, America. We better start protecting each other. Don't just sit there and go along with this crap. Stand up for your fellow man, because it could be you next. It will be you next if we don't stop this insanity. All right, as I've said before, please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. We've been attacked, on Facebook. We can't even publish anything anymore. So please help us spread the word about this podcast. Share it with others. Take screenshots of the show, and please let others know about this podcast. See you back here tomorrow. Thank you for your support and helping us grow.